You're listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perel. If you partake, well, happy 420. You may not have looked at a calendar lately under lockdown, but today is an unofficial global holiday for cannabis users everywhere. Usually, the day is marked by concerts, rallies, and a whole lot of smoke when the clock strikes 20 past 4, but the COVID-19 pandemic has forced us all to social distance ourselves and spend a day known for cannabis and community in solitude. But fear not, some people are still finding ways to celebrate. David Downs is the California Bureau Chief for Leafly, and he joins me now to talk about 420 in the time of coronavirus. Welcome back, David.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
You bet. So I want to talk about virtual 420 in a second, but first we should note that COVID-19 is a respiratory disease and severely damages the lungs. Is it safe to indulge this year in light of the pandemic?
Yeah, it took legalization and regulations to create cannabis products that you don't have to smoke. And doctors, even cannabinoid-trained doctors, advise against smoking anything, respiratory pandemic or not. You can find products that are non-smoked and don't cause euphoria, that feeling of highness that some people find uncomfortable. And whether that it might be tinctures, which are like mouth drops, as well as what's called flower vapes that don't burn anything. They kind of just sort of toast the raw flower, and those are much less irritating. Sales of flowers have held up this March, but edibles and drinks are gaining right now in stores in terms of popularity. That's versus vape pens, where sales growth has been slowing.
All right, so 420 is typically a huge business day for cannabis dispensaries. I'm not sure if there's a typical sort of sales figure for the day, but can we expect to see those kind of numbers this year?
Usually 420 is like double the daily biggest sales for a store. It's the biggest sales day of the year. This year, clubs are trying to engineer the opposite. They're trying to flatten the sales curve of 420 with month-long deals and online events. They don't want crowds there. The good news is most folks have stocked up ahead of these stay-at-home orders, and about half of all orders now are for delivery or curbside pickup at stores with those options.
All right, so how else have stay-at-home orders affected the cannabis industry, especially here in California?
Gosh, so many ways. Being deemed essential means that they're operational, unlike vast swaths of the economy, so that's good. But sales are down month over month for March because consumers are pulling back in general on all but the most essential goods. The stores have had to completely roll out new ways of doing business, but they've been very adaptable. They're survivors of this decades-long drug war, not to mention here in California, wildfires and droughts and floods and insect infestations. And then we're seeing them do a bunch of COVID-19 relief. They're making hand sanitizer and personal protective equipment for their communities. They're doing food banking and fundraising. They're doing this all while being cut out of federal disaster relief. It's truly thankless work a lot of times.
So people tend to like to go out to celebrate the holiday, of course, but that's impossible now to do under current circumstances. Where can you go to get that sense of community while still staying in your home?
It's online. We've seen the cannabis culture just rally for an online 420 celebration. All this week, you can go to ganja yoga sessions on Instagram Live or stream concerts on YouTube. Go to DJ sessions on Beatport, attend world record, smoke sessions on Zoom, or watch hash making or cooking classes that are live. We're updating our best online 420 live stream package almost hourly at this point.
So lots of things to do while you're sort of under stay-at-home orders during the holiday. What about strains that you can recommend for this so-called high holy day?
Well, I do think strain recommendations are really personal. For high THC consumers, you can try brands like Connected or Synergy. They have strains called El Jefe and Peanut Butter Mochi that are really big this year. The rapper Exhibit has a 7-gram infused flower joint he calls Napalm that he releases on Monday. But a lot of folks just want to chill or sleep. And so we're seeing a sales tick up for this social beverage called Can, C-A-N-N. That's like a LaCroix with a little bit of a THC in it. And then gummies remain really popular. Kiva Confections has a new gummy for rest that's high in cannabigerol, one of these cannabinoids in marijuana that might help you get rest as opposed to make you feel euphoric or uncomfortable. So there's a lot of options for everybody out there this year.
David Downs is the California Bureau Chief for Leafly. David, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, Larry. Be well.